with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Barbecue Bob, we're talking about Father's Day. We've just went to Willamette, Illinois, and a cool store down there if you get down that way. But bring it back home now, because our longtime friends and sponsor, the Garrett's Appliance, our buddy Brad is here from Garrett's.
That's right. Brad Ensing in studio right now with Father's Day gifts from the Grilling Zone.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to give a shout out for this Lagunitas as well. Nothing like a beer in the morning. Even though I am a more of a bourbon kind of guy, this hits the spot.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
First beer is always
perfect.
Good.
Perfect beer. It's cold and within reach.
If my bosses are listening today, I am off the clock. So I think we're legal this morning. So I appreciate you having me on. First, before we start, shout out to my dad, Steve, for raising me.
I've met Steve.
Guy.
Nice guy.
He is, and he put up with a lot of crap for me. So
I can imagine.
I can imagine as well.
Yeah. He's probably pretty proud of you, though. You're raising a nice family, and you work for a great company that loves you.
Exactly. And you know what? Speaking of that, if my daughters are listening today, and my beautiful wife, I've got a couple Father's Idea gifts that I think any guy would love.
Oh, try the Very Sexy from Victoria's Secret.
I don't think I can walk into that store. I'm sorry.
They can.
Can they?
That's the beauty.
Well, you know what?
You don't have to go in. They're already going there, dude. Trust me.
My 11 and 8-year-old daughter better not be going there at this point.
I will lay dollars on this right now that they have been there.
Oh, there we go. Mother will talk about that later.
We're right. Facebook friends, pal. Okay, so give us some good ideas for Father's Day gifts from Garrett's Appliance. And you have two stores, one on 29th Street in Kentwood, and the big store on 28th Street in Wyoming.
You got it. So as much as dads out there love grills, and we have a ton of grills, everything from your smokers to your wood pellet to your normal traditional grills, you know what? Not everybody is going to get a grill for Father's Day, or maybe dad's got one here from a couple years ago. So we've tried to bring a couple other things in as a great gift idea for dad, anywhere from seasonings, rubs. I tell you what, I was out fishing Lake Michigan here the other day, hit into some salmon with my buddy Matt, and Out of the Woods is his boat name. And I was using some Summer Shandy rub on that salmon. Absolutely amazing. They've got an apricot sauce, too, that I might add goes spectacular
so,
fish.
So that Summer Shandy, that comes from a beer maker.
Correct.
They're making sauce now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they have a sauce, a lemon-ish flavored sauce.
Leinenkugel's, right?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to say it because I'd probably pronounce it the wrong way, because I always
like
take jabs at my old
right.
name.
No, that's all right.
The Leinenkugel's, yeah. Yeah, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. They make a dry rub as well as a sauce. We have rubs for chicken, pork, steak, unit vegetable rub for all those guys out there that are cutting meat out of their diet for some odd reason.
Right.
And not only are the sauces delicious, you know, they're great value. Through Father's Day, we're running buy two, get one free. So a great way to get dad three great rubs or sauces for right around $20 or so. The other thing is, you're pouring another one. That looks absolutely delicious.
Squirrel!
It's a John T. from Schmoes.
It happens. So the other thing, we came on with a brand called Grizzly Coolers. We're running a promo on that as well. All made in the U.S., very similar to another cooler out on the market that rhymes with spaghetti.
Right.
This cooler, though, is completely made in the U.S., all their models. Right now we're doing a special that you buy a cooler, we're going to give you a free can cozy along with that, any size cooler. Or you have the choice, if you don't want the can cozy, get a little money off it as well.
Let me tell you, bought a dozen of those from you guys last year at Standard Lumber, and we go around, we feed contractors, right, all summer long. It's kind of a little Goodwill tour
we do.
The
Grizzlies, you bought a dozen?
Yeah, we bought a dozen
nice.
Of them. Yeah, they're a roto-molded cooler.
Correct.
Right? They're the 8 days, keep a bag of ice in them kind of thing in 100-degree heat. wonderful, and we gave a dozen of them away last summer. We're going to do it again this summer as well. And
them are nice.
Yes, they are. They're very nice. And I don't have one, but I gave away a bunch of them, and people were very happy with them, and every bit as good as the spaghetti.
Yeah, you got it. And they come in colors, too. So right. Maybe that dad doesn't want a white one. They've got green, orange, tan, you name it.
We gave away the bright standard orange contractor color look. But
they're beautiful.
But, yeah, and the benefit of that is they're about two-thirds the price of the spaghetti one. And we can say Yeti. We just don't promote those. So, but anyway, at the end of the day, it's a great value in a cooler. We saw it, and that's why we grabbed them.
You know, they have a couple soft sides, too. Last time I was heading up north to our place.
Yes.
I grabbed that, loaded it up with ice before I left on a two-hour wonderful car ride in 131 traffic where it was 9 trillion degrees.
Is that a Ziploc top?
Well, it's a zip top, but they have a fold that goes over your items that you can cinch down. It's almost like a rubber seal that goes over. So
like
I sat that in the car, 2 hours sweltering heat in my car right up, threw it right on the pontoon boat because I am over 40 and I own a pontoon boat. And we continued to cruise for about 6 hours enjoying beverages out of that thing that stayed icy cold along with some popsicles for my beautiful daughters. One other thing to mention.
The popsicles were frozen?
Popsicles stayed frozen.
Crazy.
It is wild.
Yeah.
They were nice. Yeah, so I like the soft one. It'd be like a go bag for beverages.
You got it.
Right.
Good beverages.
So, Brad, I'm going to take a little tangent here. We talked a little bit off air. You're a very avid fisherman. And we talked a little bit about salmon.
I've never caught an avid.
No?
No.
You got to use a real small fly fishing fly to catch an avid.
Right, yeah. Maybe an aphid, right? Yeah. That's what that is. Yeah, and an entomologist. But anyway, want to talk a little bit about preparing salmon. It's one of those things where a lot of people like, you know, kind of shrug like, I don't want to eat any salmon because it can be very fishy. And so you were talking about maybe a brine to use. And Bob, I know you chimed in on that as well. I've got a party Tuesday night where I'm serving salmon to 30 people. And I'm no pun intended, but I'm fishing for a good recipe.
There you go. So there's a couple ways to do salmon. And I always say the tough part is a lot of people will go to the grocery store. They'll buy an Atlantic salmon or something along those lines. Not a lot of fish taste to that. However, when we get out into Lake Michigan and we're, you know, utilizing our natural resources we have here in this beautiful state, especially when you get into those little larger salmon, they got some fishy taste. So couple different ways you can do it. Always, you know, we talked a little bit about cedar planking. There are some great brines. Bob, you were talking about a little water and white wine.
Yeah,
which
works very nice.
Amazingly.
A little salt.
I do a little salt, a little apple juice, and water with a little brown sugar in there as well. A lot of times I'll use that brine for a day or two before I start smoking fish. Make sure if you're going to do that, get a good pellicate on there to make sure that smoke sticks to them.
You put a pelican on it?
A pelican.
I think you mean pellicle.
You know what?
Pelican would eat your fish.
I said pelicate, right. But that's okay.
All right. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, call me out. but, you know, when you're using that fish out there, there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. A ton of websites all have different variations to do it. But I find a good smoke along with your fish or a good wood burn while you're going. If you don't have a wood pellet grill, maybe you're using a cedar plank. Maybe you're throwing some chips in there as well to add some flavor. Makes that fish just taste absolutely amazing. And a little good rub on there, light rub, light seasoning as well.
Nice. So tell us a few more gifts real quick.
We've got
a minute left.
So
Garrett's Appliance, what can we get?
Grills, bourbon for Brad. We got rubs. We got seasonings. Another great thing, great idea that isn't too crazy right now. Maybe the old man's looking for a beer fridge. We got some really cool beer fridge. We just got about 90 units in factory blem, some top freezers.
Wow.
If you're looking for a great deal on a top freezer or those little under-counter refrigerators. They don't have to go under the counter, but maybe you just want to set something in your garage to keep an extra couple
sodas. I bet you have some kegerators too, don't you?
We do have kegerators for the dad that likes to go through the beers a little faster or root beer. Those get a little bit pricier for the dad that's got everything. That's a great gift idea.
It sure
as well.
Is. I don't have one yet.
No, I hope your kids are listening.
I do too.
Yeah.
At least I'll get some very sexy.
Yeah.
Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance. Thanks for joining us. Stick around
and
enjoy this John T. Pilsner from Schmoes.
Right. Monte Cristo is coming up next. Him and his dad are going to be on our grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad.